The Obama administration released new guidelines to public schools today. They say laws that prohibit discrimination based on sex include gender identity. That means public schools must let transgender students use bathrooms that match their gender identity or risk losing federal funding. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballinon-Rosen reports, some Indiana school officials have already embraced the change, while others say single-user bathrooms are a better answer.
At Bloomington High School North, some of the bathrooms are gender neutral. A student's gender when they're taking care of business is, well, nobody else's business, says Principal Jeff Henderson.
We want to make sure that, all of our schools are safe and welcoming environments for all students.
So while he says those new federal guidelines are nothing new at Bloomington North, he thinks they can start a conversation in the state.
You know, we're hopeful here that the additional guidance from the Obama administration will benefit our kids.
The guidance from the Obama administration is just that, guidance. It basically says, this is our interpretation of existing law. And they make one thing clear. Transgender students must be allowed to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their current gender identity if a school wants to keep its federal funding. And schools can't require transgender students to use individual facilities.
Transgender women are women and transgender men are men, and they should be allowed to use the facilities that correspond with their gender identity.
Chris Paulson is a spokesperson for Freedom Indiana. That organization hopes to add gender identity and sexual orientation to existing civil rights law right here in the state.
This is one area where we definitely see schools leading the way.
But others say something else is happening in schools.
I think it's another example of using public schools to promote a political agenda.
Zach Rosell is superintendent of Union County College Corner Joint School District, a rural school district that straddles the Indiana-Ohio border. He thinks it's inappropriate to have transgender students in locker rooms that don't align with their biological sex.
And I don't think that there's anything particularly discriminatory about a single-user facility. I just don't.
Still, Rosell says the Union County schools will follow federal law. While Indiana religious groups are calling for people to contact local school boards and government to reject the federal guidance, Indiana University education professor Suzanne Ex says the guidance is consistent with recent court decisions.
Guidance like this coming from the U.S. Department of Education, I believe, provides greater clarity for school leaders who are grappling with this issue.
It's an issue getting heightened attention, but nothing new to the state. The same week as these guidelines were released, New Albany schools in southern Indiana added protections for transgender students and staff to their school code. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.